views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. You know, for this second show of September, our topic is entitled Expect the Unexpected. You know, looking back over the journey of these past 15 years since I had my angelic walk-in experience in January of 2003, I can clearly see that everything that manifested in my life was a result of one thing and one thing only. It was because I focused my intention and joy on the fulfillment of my dreams. Yet when I look back, not at the ultimate fulfillment of my desires, but the way or how that expectation was fulfilled, it was absolutely nothing like the way that I thought it would come about. Well, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that being pure spirit essence of source, we are limitless, abundant potential. In other words, all we are is the energy of desire. If we are consciously creating our realities and our circumstances, we make doubly sure to put our desires on what we want instead of perpetually putting our focus on what we do not want. Think to yourself, do you put your emphasis on the money that you don't have, on your illnesses, on people not coming up to your expectations? When you really look at your life, try to see it from a very realistic point of view. And what do you spend most of your time thinking about? What do you spend your time speaking about? And where do you put your energies? Yet, as the Posse of Angels and I have mentioned many times, countless times before, the how and the when of our expectations and wishes manifesting is not our providence, as it is the providence of God and the angels for the greatest good of our soul's growth and the greatest good of all concerned. And if we take on the role of doing things in order to make things happen, expectations, life becomes hard. It becomes downright difficult, and we feel like we're pushing rather than opening to receive in limitless and unrestricted ways. So, how do we not get caught up in the how and the when of things working out? Well, one of my favorite sayings that has always helped me release attachment as to what will happen is to say, I expect the best without having expectations. And the posse of angels are agreeing as they are nodding their collective heads. And they're saying that as a result of 2018 and as a result of the rest of 2018 unfolding, many of us will see huge changes in our lives to reflect who we have authentically become, because there will be so many changes. The posse of angels is asking us to practice the art of allowance and being flexible. Now, they're reminding us that the trees that survive the harshest of storms, they bend in the breeze to live another day. They're suggesting that with the change of the seasons, fall in the northern hemisphere and spring in the southern, that we don't get so attached to our timetables, to schedules and dates, but see our dreams unfolding as a work in progress in the present moment, to even feel good about all the changes that will be on the horizon, we can set the intention that we welcome change. We can even say aloud, everything works out for my best and in the most divine timing, no matter what. And it is this focused, positive attitude and intention that will be an all-important for us either loving our day and feeling excited and motivated or feeling disappointed and dissatisfied. Having weathered the transformative, powerful eclipses of this past summer and the Lionsgate energies, many of us are starting to feel lighter and very different as we're opening to welcome change into our lives. Our being quiet for so long may now feel, after being quiet for so long, many now feel a heartfelt longing to engage with life, to play more in these constantly changing magical energies. And remember, there is no time in the fifth dimension. In many cases, our rate of manifestation is instantaneous. We get to be sculptors, molding and creating wonderful lives through our passion and our curiosity. These energies are supporting us in doing things like paint that picture, create your own radio program, take up a musical instrument, write your book, write your screenplay, or do anything that makes your heart leap with joy. Just think about all the ways that you can be creative. And the funny thing about all of this is that people will often say they don't have time to be creative. They have to go to this important business networking group, or they have to spend more time on social network marketing, and they do not realize that the energy that we're experiencing now is a game changer. In fact, the posse of angels is saying that old ways of living, daily timetables and scheduled, ordered way of doing things are so outmoded now and they no longer resonate with these new energies. Not only will schedules be turned on their heads, but long-held dreams and wishes will be manifesting in ways that will be beyond our belief. For many of us, out of the blue, connections and opportunities and events will appear as if by magic and bring in abundance to fulfill our dreams. Now, the posse of angels wish to make it clear that these things will appear out of the ethers for those previously who put their time, their energy, their enthusiasm, and focused passion on taking inspired action, on speaking about optimistic, positive, wonderful things, and if they've created something. Things don't just happen. These are the old, good old energies of cause and effect. Energy created and then energy experienced. In fact, one of my dear friends received an unexpected, miraculous phone call. Years ago, back in 2004, she'd written a book and a screenplay. In the ensuing years, she put a great deal of time, money, and effort into promoting it, yet she was disappointed that the interest for the book and its movie-making potential never was realized. In the last few years, she's written yet another book with two colleagues, and she even hired a publicist to help create interest around her latest book. Yet this unexpected phone call that she received was from a company that she did not know. This company chooses 15 books every quarter to create video trailers, write a screenplay for the book, and then market it to their connections in the film industry for it to be possibly made into a movie. She didn't have to push this to happen. She didn't have to force anything. She surrendered and released an unexpected agenda and abracadabra. After 14 years, the universe handed her this out-of-the-blue phone call answering her prayers. Now, the Posse of Angels is sharing with us that many of our projects, our endeavors, ideas for businesses and products that we tried to launch in the past, but all attempts to share them with the world were dead in the water. They want us to know very exciting news connecting them. You may experience opportunities like my dear friend that miraculously manifest out of the ethers and with new connections to manifest in. With these forward-moving energies of support, now the times that we're in, many of us will experience quite a number of things manifesting at once, but don't get overwhelmed. Follow the thread of the ones that seem to carry the most synchronicity, support, and creativity. Remember, just like my friend's seemingly out of the blue phone call, the energies of the fifth dimension are all about ease and grace and things divinely flowing and magically coming together. But the Posse of Angels have a caution or two for us. Do not allow old habits to stop you from stepping forward and taking that inspired action when something is presented to you. Things like doubt, worry, and fear could stop one from stepping forward into their own pot of gold opportunity. And the Posse of Angels is also reminding us that the new projects and partnerships that you enter into should never, ever go against your intuition, and they should never be a compromise to your sense of integrity and to the truest picture of who you are now. No matter what someone in authority tells you would be best for you or how much money is involved. Now, in order to be just like those flexible bamboo trees going whichever way the wind is blowing them, it's important for us to not be so rigid and attached to outcomes, keeping our energies high, bright, and positive no matter what. Hold that intention in your heart to expect the people, the situations, connections, and opportunities to magically open those doors for you and your heartfelt projects, and it will happen. Just as long as we let go of the expectations and we allow the universe to steer us to all the miracles. So, if you can become comfortable with not knowing what is around the corner, then you will do just fine by letting go of whatever you thought life had to or should have looked like for you. You'll be able to not only navigate these whirling, changeable energies, but it will keep you in good stead for the rest of this magical year. And please do remember that with so much changing this fall, spring in the Southern Hemisphere, where we live, our jobs, many of us will be opening to having a whole new relationship with ourselves. By letting go of limitations to the possibility of the fulfillment of our dreams, we'll begin to manifest those relationships to provide support for our projects and ideas. Don't be surprised if just the right people magically appear that have the exact skills and abilities are and are in just the right position to magically open those doors to the fulfillment of your dreams. So expect the unexpected as we move further into September. Now, with the remaining time that I have on today's program, I'd like to reply to a question from a listener who asked, I have a question regarding who the fallen angels are. She goes on to say that she does not buy into the religious scare tactics around them being angels who rebelled against God and followed Satan, and that they are demons. So first of all, I'd like to thank you for your intriguing question, Wendy. So in answering this question, firstly, it's important to acknowledge that everything in the universe is in divine alignment and that nothing ever has deviated from the divine plan, no matter what we have been told or led to believe. Now, the divine plan being that we are all multidimensional, powerful beings made in the reflection of God's source with free will, and we are working in conjunction with God's source, whether we're doing so consciously or unconsciously. With this being said, there is no such thing as a fallen angel. We as humans have been deluded and fed misinformation about fallen angels for so long that many find it virtually impossible to change this mindset. By creating fallen angels, one is then able to apportion blame to one's particular downfall or demise, and to not take responsibility for one's own through free will. God created duality to experience and see how free will would affect the universe. But there needed to be participants willing to see what would happen if there was a choice between positive and negative. Now, to put this experiment into action, it required those closest to God, those with the most light, to experience free will. Lucifer and a legion of angels, and Lucifer was an angel, were granted free will, and they were chosen to experience disconnection from source, to have the ability to try to create their own worlds. They were not fallen in any way, but they were blessed by God with free will to experience duality. In fact, this free will was passed to the human race to see if we would consciously or if we would consciously choose to align ourselves with God, or whether we preferred to disconnect ourselves from the source of pure love and to experience separation with pain, unhappiness, and to exist solely through our egos alone. The myth of fallen angels and the devil was perpetuated to scare people from connecting to their own intuition and their own higher guidance to source. By saying that one might be conversing with the devil and fallen angels by accessing their own intuitions within, then makes that person look outside of themselves for answers. This can make one susceptible and vulnerable to being influenced and induced to follow doctrines of certain individuals and groups who have their own agendas. Those angels who were gifted with free will, as well as many humans on the planet, they're still working on this experience of duality and separateness. But all that will be changing as the Earth is ascending and it is shifting in consciousness. For it's undergoing a great transition as all energies, both negative and positive, need to come together to create a new enlightened reality, with everything returning once more to God's source, Creator. And for those of you who may be having difficulty with this explanation about fallen angels because the Bible says it so, well, the Bible also says that we should stone to death men and women who commit adultery. We should stone to death, the Bible says, people who disobey their parents. And the Bible says we should stone to death women who are not virgins on their wedding night. And if all of this happens, then I doubt there would be many people left on planet Earth. So thank you once again, Wendy, for your very intriguing question. And in these transformative times of light, when I went to my animal spirit cards for additional messages of wisdom today, guess who came buzzing in? But Firefly. The Firefly has shown up today to remind us that regardless of physical appearance, it is what is on the inside of each one of us that makes us shine from the inside out and creates our realities in any given moment. It is this light, this inner light, that attracts the opportunities, connections, situations, and events that will shine a light on the fulfillment of our desires. I like the saying, the more focused, passionate, and excited creative energy that I put into my dreams, the luckier I get. The spark of light from Firefly is bright. It's illuminating, yet it doesn't last long. He could be reminding us that when the unexpected happens, say yes. Grab it with both hands, as long as it's honoring and respecting to you. And step forward knowing that the spotlight fell uniquely on you because you are ready for it. Like Firefly energy, which is quick and illuminating, the spark of the divine is in every idea, every creative effort, and the spark of the divine is in each one of us. Our job is to be ready to harness this creative spark when it graces our path. So think of the ways that you can support and harness this amazing, precious spark in all of our lives. So thank you, Mr. Firefly, for coming in and giving us that extra wisdom about honoring the spark in each one of us. Zzz, there he goes. Before we go to break, I'd like to remind everyone that the energies of this September are bringing in long-awaited relief from blocking, frustrating energies of the past summer. There are two major planets moving forward in September, and they are giving us a green light to move our projects, work, careers, and our visions forward. One of them is the planet Saturn, which is a very hard taskmaster, which rules over our karmic work and our karmic structures. And that planet moved forward after 5 months in retrograde, which may have had many of us felt like we were slogging through molasses or quicksand and hitting our heads against brick walls. But now we are able to make forward progress in our lives and in our work. And the planet Pluto moves direct on September 30th. Pluto represents death, taxes, inheritances, transformation, and rebirth. What no longer serves us will leave or be taken away, sometimes in intense ways, in order for us to truly realize our rebirth and in order to create space for the unexpected to appear in our lives. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on the wonderful Angel Healing House radio program. If you would like to call in for a free angel reading, do remember that number. That number to call in is 1-800 9302819, and my wonderful angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and I would love to take your phone call. So we'll see you after this quick break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff. Angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Everyone, you're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. I cannot believe that it is already September 2018, and this year is just flying by so fast. This is the seventh year. I'm completing the seventh year of Angel Healing House Radio weekly shows, and I just am so grateful for all the people that have called into the show, that I've been giving free readings to, free angel advice, and it gives me so much fruition to hear back from so many people how that they've been helped, they've been helped with direction and clarity. They've gotten more self-acceptance, more self-love, and they've connected more to their divine eternal natures through this program. So I want to once again thank everybody who's listened in. There are more listeners than there are callers, and everyone who has recommended and referred the show. It does my heart so beautifully, and the energy of my heart is just so loving when I hear those comments. So thank you so much. Let's go to our first caller. Our first caller is Judy in Phoenix. Judy, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Hi, Claire Candy. I'm a little under the weather, actually. I don't know what's going on.
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you. I wanted to ask about I love what you said, first of all, about the changes, and I feel them happening already. Mm-hmm. I was asked to be involved in a film, an indie film, to be the production designer. And I wanted to ask if that's a good path for me to take at this time, given my background in art and fashion.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, while you were speaking, and I'm just getting shivers all over, this is so important for you because you have been involved in trying to, you experienced to be involved in the film industry before in a previous incarnation. That's what they're telling me. And it didn't work. It didn't work out then. And that's why you feel driven. You feel driven to It's almost like completion. It's like, I can't, like a dog with a bone, I cannot let go of this because this needs to be realized in this lifetime. Oh, Judy, my tears are for you because they're saying, yes, 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 yes. This would be a perfect thing because it marries the gift that you and God created inside of you of art and design. And then it completes the marriage by plugging it in to the film industry. And so they're saying absolutely yes, without a question of a doubt. This is going to serve you in so many ways, in so many ways. Can you give us a little bit of a, not the title, but tell us a little bit what the film is about?
This particular film was not one that I wrote, but a colleague of mine wrote, and friend, about a woman who has secrets. She has a perfect life, and she's a mother and married and everything, but she has a secret life going on outside of that, and it's about that film. That's what the film's about.
Okay. They're also saying you know that you have a screenplay inside of you.
That's what I wanted to ask about. I'm writing right now.
They're not saying, do you? They're saying you know that you have a screenplay inside of you, and it needs to come out because you cannot pitch something which you have not already given the energy to. And they're saying, make this a priority. Make this a priority because that's the way the fifth dimension works. You know, in so many ways, in the old ways, in the dinosaur ways of the Piscean age, you know, we waited to get a job to then let go of a job. But it is we that are the powerful creators that create something and then magically the universe matches it with connections and opportunities. To fulfill it.
Amazing. We weren't taught that. We were taught the other way.
We were taught the other way. Yes. You know, stupid. Yeah. You're stupid, but you know, people would say you're an idiot. You don't have another job. Why are you leaving this job? You know, because the boss is sexually harassing me and he's not paying me for my overtime. Yeah, but it's a paycheck. I mean, you know, in these energies, we must be squeaky clean and not just know the spiritual knowledge for knowledge's sake, because that's a waste. We must then practice it in our own lives to then see what comes as a result of those energies. I'm going to pull three cards for you. By the way, I love your screenplay. When I tune into your screenplay, I get such a wiggle. And I've spoken about my wiggle on this program before, and my wiggle is my secret weapon that just tells me yes.
Well, it's called faith and love, so it's kind of has your kind of energy.
I love it. As my first book was called Angels of Faith, so yes. Do keep us informed what happens with this wonderful screenplay. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Judy in Phoenix. Oh, my gosh. A first one is justice. You are going to be signing contracts. You are going to be signing contracts around this screenplay.
Oh, my.
Yes.
I feel very emotional right now because it's been a long road to get where I am.
Yes, it has. And the posse of angels are applauding you. They are handing you a cap and gown because you have taken to heart the spiritual knowledge and you're now living it. You're a living embodiment. You are the example of I went through this, like I speak about in my books, you know, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and especially in my autobiography, I am an angelic walk-in. The trials and tribulations, the fires that we have been through, and you have transmuted that, and like the phoenix, you've risen into pure love. And that is now showing in the fulfillment of your desires. So the first one is about the contracts. Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay, so the first one is the Justice card. I forget that I'm on Facebook Live. Okay, I'm showing the Justice card, the Sword of Truth and Justice. The next one, it shows you working diligently and hard on in the film industry, on your screenplay. This is the working hard. Not only is this the working hard card, the 8 card is the number of prosperity and abundance, but this is the card of being recognized for your craftsmanship, if you want to call it that, and your skills. And the next card is the 2 of Swords, and the 2 of Swords is there's a twofold here. It's a choice that you will be presented with, a choice that you will have to make. And they're saying that when you're presented with this choice, do not compromise who you are. Make sure your screenplay is put in the hands of those with the same energies as yourself. And what I said in the channel today was, do not compromise in any way, shape, or form who you are. Don't compromise the message, for no matter how much somebody said, well, it's not marketable or we could make more money, no matter who is in authority and how much money they are offering you. Because in the long run, you will be more abundant and more showered with prosperity and abundance if you stay true to this choice. So, Judy, thank you so much for your call. I hope that's been helpful.
That's been amazing. Thank you so much, Claire, for your amazing work. I absolutely love you.
Oh, I love you too. And please do call in and keep us abreast of what is going on and how this amazing, amazing screenplay unfolds.
Absolutely, I will. Take care.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Thank you so much, Julia. And thank you so much, Judy. And that encompasses so much of what we've been speaking about. Let's go to our next caller. Let's see who is on there. Okay. Our next caller is Stephanie. Stephanie in New York, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Stephanie, you're on.
Hi,
how are you?
Hi. I'm, trying to do the best I can.
Sometimes that's all we can do.
Yeah. Trying to meet with different doctors and figuring out what to do. And none of the options I've heard so far sound very appealing. Mm-hmm. Except maybe one, although the doctors aren't that optimistic it could happen. So I was wondering what the Posse of Angels had to say. So I've wanted to become a mother for, a very, very long time since I was little. But I have been feeling like I'm not ready or I'm not sure if I'm in the right relationship. But I'm older, so there's that issue. So my gynecologist doesn't even think I could get pregnant naturally. Mm-hmm. But if I do get pregnant before November, it's possible that could heal my body a bit and I could avoid the every three month OR visits and all of that. So I was wondering what the Posse of Angels had to say about that and if it's possible or any suggestions regarding that.
Okay. All right. And thank you very much for your question, Stephanie. I do appreciate your call. Firstly, the Posse of Angels are saying, please do not expect. Please do not expect mothering to happen in the way that you might think it happens. We can all mother. Even those of us who don't have children, I mother people every single day. Every single day, I mother people. I mother people with my love, with my care, with my compassion, with, by giving of my time, my energy, my value. There are many women who, and I'm just getting shivers all over, there are many people who have mothered by adopting children. Many fathers have mothered. Many women have mothered. Many people have mothered through foster children. I know of many people who have mothered through brother and sister organizations by being a big brother or a big sister to an underprivileged child, to somebody who doesn't have somebody to tell them how beautiful, how wonderful, how special they are. There's just so many ways in the world that we can mother. So I would say to you, the most important thing that you can do is you can let go of the expectation of how mothering should come into your life. That's the most important part. Because if you think it's going to come in one way, and your soul would grow exponentially much more if it comes in a different way, then that is why we're here, ultimately for our soul's growth. So you can say and pray, thank you, God. Thank you so very much for showing me and presenting me with opportunities to mother others. The first thing in order to mother others is to mother ourselves, to be kind, to be compassionate, to be gentle. And then once we fill up that beautiful vessel with those compassionate, comforting, caring, beautiful energies of self-love, then we'll be able to give the mothering to somebody else. And that's what the Posse of Angels want you to know, because I can already anticipate and feel once you take this, once all of us take this burden off of ourselves of expectation, how life needs to work out. I've had many, many clients, women who have not been able to conceive, who have gone on to have brought to themselves extraordinary ways that they've been able to mother others in their life. Some have adopted, some have fostered, some have done it through fur babies. I mean, I have a client up in Nova Scotia. She has 5 cats, and they are her babies. They're no less her babies than if they had come out of her womb. She loves them. She takes care of them.
When I'm around children, when I've taken care of them, you know, over the years, and I've had pets too, and I work with animals now, it's different. Like, I feel much more aligned and much more alive. And, I very much would rather have it come through me,
right,
and to have that experience of pregnancy as well. And are they saying then that it's too late, that
Abraham's, if it's meant to be, Abraham's wife Sarah in the Old Testament had a baby when she was 90 years old. If it's meant to be, it will be. So all you need to do is keep asking for your highest good. If this is for my highest good, let it be so. I will to will thy will, that God's will. So it's the expectation of pushing how it should happen that is deleterious to our health. I guess that's why the Posse of Angels wanted me to entitle today's show, Expect the Unexpected. Take away all attachments and expectations to what you think your life should look like. I mean, if you are meant to work with children, and not have children, and to affect you know, 30 children a day or whatever in a daycare or preschool or goodness knows what or anything like that, then that will be divinely co-created. That's what you'll divinely co-create. So,
yeah. Well, I guess my question then, I guess more specifically was, you know, should I start trying now? Like, okay. Should I even try? Because I don't want to, I've had a lot of disappointment. You know, I don't want to be trying and getting cursed
okay.
or, you know.
All right. So the posse of angels are saying, well, you have free will. And they're saying, yes, if you choose to try, then you say, for the highest good and the greatest good of myself and the greatest good of all concerned, let this outcome be. All right? So it's not whether to try or not. It's your choice. If you do try, then you need to let go of that expectation that it has to lead to conceiving. And then when you're trying, you say, thank you for the best outcome, for the greatest good for my soul's growth and the greatest good for all concerned. Let's go to the cards and see what cards come out for Stephanie. The first card is the Ace of Pentacles. Now, the Ace of Pentacles is all as aces are new beginnings. The new beginnings does not mean that this might lead to conception, but the new beginnings or the fresh start meaning a fresh start in your attitude and in your way of thinking. The next one is the card of action. Now, you've asked if you should try to get pregnant. This looks like a confirmation that, yes, you should go ahead and try. And the third one is the Page of Pentacles, is a message around, is a message coming in. So with these three cards, it does look like the posse of angels are saying, yes, go ahead and try. But in order not to be disappointed, when you try, say thank you for this being for my greatest good, for whatever happens. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Stephanie. I have one more caller, so I'm wishing
you.
The
second card, you said card of action, but I don't think I heard that.
Oh, it's the Knight of Swords.
Okay, and then,
thank you.
All right.
Have a beautiful day. Take care. Bye-bye. And thank you, Stephanie. And that really does go for us, for all of us. When we do something, let go of the attachment and say, thank you for it turning out either this or something better. Let's go to our next caller. We have Julia in Florida. Julia, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Julia, you're on the air.
Thank you.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How are you today?
Good. Well, I'm still kind of in the dilemma of this whole move thing. We've been spending time, you know, packing and researching places to move, because now it's not just me, it's me and my mom going to two separate places. So it's kind of crazy, because I guess, you know, the universe wants me to just be here a little longer, because as you saw on the weather, now there's a hurricane coming up.
Yes.
Possibly going to land like right in the North Carolina area that I was, you know, planning to move to.
Right.
And also my mother's moved to Ohio. We're having a hard time finding places for her to, you know, potential apartments to rent, because there's just not a lot of availability. Plus, you know, like the things that she wants in a place, it's just not all coming together. So thought maybe, you know, there's something I'm missing.
Julia, you're not missing anything. Not now doesn't mean not ever. That's what they want you to know. And really, Pluto is going forward on September 30th. Just got shocks all up and down my legs. This is the planet of rebirth and transformation. What seems like we are being held up now is the universe putting all the dots and connecting all of those things together for us. For a long time, I thought I was being held back, but I wasn't being held back. I was maybe too early, and the rest of those connections and opportunities were not in place yet. So they said, please don't force anything or wish anything to happen sooner. It is in the offing. Your prayers have been answered on the etheric realm, and they will all work out. I remember Julia and I go back a long way when I was on Blog Talk Radio, and I remember those early conversations we had maybe 5 years ago, sweetheart, and to think where you are today and where you were then is just miraculous. Because of your diligence and your energy. And they're saying, if that happened, which is even more of a contrast, why can't the next step happen? And they want you to know that your prayers are being answered. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. So just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Oh my gosh, the next card that's coming out for you as well is the Justice card. This is divine truth in action for you. That's what this is. And they want you to know that it is coming. It definitely is coming. And the signing of maybe a place for your mom or whatever that is. It's already been ticked off and it will appear. On the physical plane. The next card is the Nine of Cups. This is the wish card. You know how excited I get when the wish card comes in. It's one out of 78. Put your emphasis on what you want to wish your future to look like and know that it's happened already on the etheric plane. And it's just absolutely beautiful. I'll show everybody the wish card. That's the Nine of Cups card. So you get your wishes fulfilled. That's what that card means. And then the next card that comes out for you is the Queen of Cups. Don't doubt your intuition. It's kept you in good stead up until now. And keep finding opportunities to say, thank you for my dreams, the fulfillment of my dreams. Whatever way God has planned for them to come out, and they will come out. So I'm very excited for you, Julia. I hope that's been helpful.
Yeah, I just, you know how it is. You begin to doubt because, you know, when it doesn't seem like, especially now with the hurricane, you know, potentially go right into the area that I was going to be moving to. So it's like, wow, okay.
And just because something's been held back doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. I've got to go end the show. I'm wishing you a beautiful day and lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to everyone who's listening to the show all around the world. And remember that Angel Healing House Radio with me airs every week on Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. If you want to find out more about my amazing books, Angels of Faith, based on my two near-death experiences, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, about my past lives and what I did in between those lives, and I Am an Angelic Walk-In, about my angelic walk-in experience on January 11th, 2003. Please do go to my website, angelhealinghouse.com. And remember, everyone, remember to fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love, and as always, angel blessings. And I'll speak with you again next week. Take care. Bye.
550 traffic update for Around the Sound over on